Hey, it's Kathy. Before we get into today's episode, I have something so cool to tell you about. I'm kicking off a free training. It's a free 5-day abundance activation challenge. It starts on May 6th, and I'll be going live every day with you to give you the practical tools that you need to become a master manifester and create more abundance in your life. If you're curious about manifesting and elevating your vibration to start attracting more abundance, if you want tools you can use to tap into the high vibe energy at the drop of a hat, or you're simply seeking truth and joy in life, this challenge is designed for you. I'll be covering the practices and tools to tune your vibration, claim your worth, and co-create with the universe. It's just going to be so much fun. This is the thing that I have been most excited to put together, and I have been working on this behind the scenes really for the last 2 years, and it's finally here. And if you wanted to just do a deep dive into all the spiritual and all the energetic tools that really you can use that are right here, that are within you, that will allow all these incredible gifts that are hidden in plain sight already to start being a part of your life. I'm so excited for this. We always have so much fun, but this is actually something I've been working on for over 2 years, and it's finally here. So save your spot now. You can sign up for free at kathyheller.com/5-day, and that's the number 5. Hey guys, it's Kathy. So here I am, back again. I like hanging out with you guys on the daily, and we decided that to celebrate next week, I'm doing a live workshop. So to sort of kick that off, every day this week, we're going to be bringing you a little mini-sode, a little mini-episode to whet your appetite and get you in the habit of spending more time with me. And hopefully you will sign up for this free workshop I will be doing live next week. It's called Most Abundant Year, and we are going to be really looking at how do we change the channel so that we can truly be living the abundant life that is there for us already? How do we receive it? How do we allow it in? How do we come to understand our conscious mind, our subconscious mind, and how do we actually utilize the incredible gift, which is called our conscious mind, to create, which is what it was made to do? Most of the time, 96% of the time, we are hardwired to be sort of programmed, and we're living our life according to the subconscious, and then we are kind of stuck in this loop. And so if we want to get different results, if we want to be able to really intentionally create a life that feels so exhilarating and that really allows us to live that dream, then there are ways that we really can be the conductor of the symphony. So come and join me next week. I'll be with you live for a few days in a row. You can grab your seat for this free workshop at kathyheller.com/abundance. And this week, like I said, to just sort of celebrate that we're about to spend more time together, we're going to spend more time together. So today I'm going to share with you a little clip of a coaching call I was doing. This is pretty powerful. I hope you get a lot out of it. So check out this snippet. We get to align with the superpower that is inside of us. How many of you would like to set down the thoughts that limit you, the feelings that make you sick? And let me ask this question. If the data is unequivocally clear that thoughts can make you sick, isn't it possible that thoughts can make you well? The answer is that it is. You have an internal pharmacy, and you're not supposed to feel bad. And when you do, know that if you're thinking something and feeling something that doesn't feel good, you are leaking cortisol into your system. You are hurting your immune system, and you are not designed to think and feel bad. You are not designed to make yourself sick. You're designed to make yourself well, and not just make yourself well. You're designed to think and feel such uplifting, beautiful things and feels that way that your life force and your vibration loves other people into life. That is what we were designed to do. So what is one thought that when you think it, even if it feels unfamiliar, even if it feels like it's far out there, what's one thought that when you think it, it feels good? Type it in the chat. What's one thought that when you think it, it actually really feels good? Yes, I'm debt free.
It's easy. I'm creative. It's safe. I can really do this. I'm infinite. Hell yeah. And the answer, my friends, you are debt-free. You are who you really are, what you really are. There is no deficit. It's complete. It's whole. It's connected. It's abundant. And knowing that and feeling it, it's a beeline for materializing it on every other level. Who's feeling that? Who's getting that? That is the truth. That's what's so weird about how most people are living their life. This is true. Money does flow to you continuously. There is possibility all around you. You are loved. Because guess what? You are love itself. And money does grow on trees, right? Money is energy. It's growing on trees. It's growing everywhere. It's all around us. You didn't create the market. It just exists. It's there. It's about showing up and aligning with it and allowing it and setting down the thing called shame, which is, I don't want to give myself permission to have any of this because my ego feels shamed. Hell no. Flip it around. Look how much love and life Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre and Mary J. Blige and Eminem gave last night because they were willing to say, there's no shame here. Let's go. And what do you think environments they came from? Right? Maybe they could have thought, well, who am I to have anything? Why should I have anything? Oh, no. I'm going to turn it around, right? I just heard, if you go to Snoop Dogg's Instagram page, Magic Johnson left a voicemail for him. So he played it on his Instagram page. And my husband's obsessed with Magic Johnson. He grew up in LA and he once saw him at the airport and gave him an autograph. Anyway, he loves him. And if you live in LA, you know how much Magic Johnson has done for his community, how he has gone back into the places where he grew up and he has just poured in. And it's just like, hell yes, you know, hell yes. Keep reaching, keep soaring. And it's not look at me, it's come with me. It's like, it is us. There is only us. There's no such thing as me. There's only a we.
Like I said, these are just mini episodes this week in between our two regular episodes. If you want to be with me live next week for an hour, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, live, go to kathyheller.com/abundance. It's going to be really, really cool. And we'll probably do a lot of different kinds of mindfulness practices, as well as like really laying out the fundamental principles of how you can rewire your subconscious mind so that you can have this incredible thing called your life, the life that you came here to live. All right. So I can't wait to see you guys next week live, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Go to kathyheller.com/abundance to sign up. Meanwhile, I'll be here every single day this week with some mini episodes and our regular full-length episodes Mondays and Thursdays.